Welcome to DanielsWindow.org. This is prayer week number 32. This is found in Philippians chapter 1, 9 through 11. It says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may prove the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere, blameless, until the day of Christ, have been filled with all the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." Now, this is one of those long prayers from Paul. And this is one of the prayers that it's difficult to pray the whole thing in there because there's so much in there. I mean, that you can just pray, a couple words and it'll affect your life. So let's kind of break this down. It says, "I pray that your love may abound. So that's just one thing I pray over myself and pray over, that, Lord, just help that person's love abound. Because a lot of people think, they already have enough love, that they're already else loving, that other people are not loving them enough. And, if people try to sell books of love, they just don't sell because everybody already thinks they're so loving that, everything that happens to them is because the world doesn't love, but they love. But we all can. I mean, don't you think that your love can abound more than it is today? Don't you think you can love your husband, love your wife a little bit better? Don't you think you can love your family, your church a little bit better? Don't you think you can love God and a little bit more? So pray that. Pray that your love may abound still more and more. So if you're not loving, to the amount that Jesus is, you still got more to love. I mean, I do too. So that love may abound still more and more. Now, not just love abounding more and more, but in real knowledge, real being real and fake being fake, and real knowledge, not fake knowledge, means real knowledge. I mean, I don't want to just grow, this love and not really quite sure how to define it or where to use it. I need to know how to love somebody according to their personality or according to their needs. At Christmas time, when I was young, I used to give people gifts based on what I'd want to get, And I guess you could take that scripture out of context, give what, do unto others what you have to do unto you. But when it comes to, Christmas gifts or gifts like that, you need to find out what they really want. Feel the desires of their heart rather than, putting your desires on them. So I had to begin learning what they really want and started giving gifts according to what they want. And that caused me to love in real knowledge. Not fake knowledge, not assumed knowledge, but in real knowledge. And all discernment. So we need to be able to discern. Discern means the fear of the Lord talks about that Jesus walked by the fear of the Lord, so he neither judged by the sight of his eyes or the hearing of his ears, but made right judgments. And so we can make our pros and cons. We can judge things by what I see. I can judge things by what I hear. But there's things we do not see, and there's things we do not hear. And that's where discernment comes in. And so when people are asking me to pray over things sometimes I can discern or understand things. Hey, there's something else here that's not being revealed. And it doesn't mean that person's trying to cover something up, because they may be blind to it too. They may not be discerning what the real problem is. Have you ever had that problem when you're praying one thing because you think this is your problem, then all of a sudden you realize that's not your problem, so you change your prayer? So that's what we need to do, is that our love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent. We might approve the things that are excellent. Not every good idea is from God. There's a lot of good ideas. Now, you may be a very moral Christian. You may be very a loving Christian. And so you have a lot of good ideas. Satan is probably not coming to you with bad ideas. He's probably more likely coming to you as an angel of light to get you to do a bunch of good things, but it's not necessarily the God things. And it's more than that, because whatever God doesn't plant, he plucks up. Jesus is the author and finisher of faith. So I don't want to be doing something that is good. I mean, nothing evil about it, but God didn't tell me to do it. It's not something that I've been ordained to do. It's, something that can be done, and it's good, but it's not something for you to do. It's not something for me to do. I need to find out the field that I'm supposed to plow, the field that I'm supposed to sow into, the good works that I'm supposed to do, not what my neighbor is doing, even though it's a completely good thing. So approve the things that are excellent. What's excellent for me to do is be on this video. What's excellent for me to do is teach you how to pray. That may not be excellence for you. God may be having you to do something else. So you need to, pray with real knowledge. You need to have real discernment and find out exactly which part of the body that you are to stretch out and be. So it goes on to say that you may approve the things that are excellent in order. So why do you want to prove those things in order to be sincere and blameless on the day of Christ? So that's another part that I pray. I mean, any one of these sections you can pray over somebody, because I've said this is so full of wisdom, so full of truth, and so full of things that we need. So in order to be sincere and blameless, I pray that for people all the time. Just that, Lord, help this person live a life so they're sincere and blameless on the day of judgment. Now, not only blameless on sin, but blameless that you did the right thing, what we just talked about, what are excellent. You just didn't do the good thing. You did the excellent thing. You just didn't do the thing that you came up with, but you did the very thing that Jesus authored in your life. And because Jesus authored in your life, there's a finish. Man, I'm telling you what, many things, good things that you and I do, we author it, but it never gets finished because we don't have the power to finish it because God has not given us the grace to finish it. And everything we do in the kingdom of God comes with grace. We're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. And anything we do for the Lord, He doesn't give to us because we're qualified, because we can carry it out. We can't carry out any request from God in the flesh. We have to walk in the Spirit. And the only way to walk in the Spirit is if Jesus authors it and finish, and He's the author and the finisher for our faith. So I pray all the time that you're sincere and blameless until the day of Christ. Having been filled with the fruit of righteousness. I want you filled with the fruit of righteousness, not self-righteousness or self-works or self-mentality or self-desire or whatever, but be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which is Jesus, which comes through Jesus Christ. There is two types of righteousness. There's a righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, which is imparted to us, imputed to us, as King James says, that we cannot be earned, that can only be accepted by faith. And then there's a righteousness that we're doing the right thing. It means we have made a right decision, a moral decision, an ethical decision. We're doing right things. But if that's not rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, then it's not the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ. We are righteous, as John puts it. We are righteous, so be righteous, for we are righteous. So it kind of goes around circle, but nevertheless, the righteousness must start in Christ and finish in Christ. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. And we're just in the center deciding if we're going to allow the Lord to finish His good work in us. He's well able and competent and willing to finish what He has started in us. So that's what I pray, that that people be filled with the fruit of righteousness comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. To the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1, 9 through 11. So there's a whole lot of things. So let's kind of go briefly through this again. I pray that your love may abound, still and more. I pray that all the time, just that by itself. And real knowledge and in all discernment. So I don't want your just love just to be jumping from here to there and here to there, but I want you to be very effective, like be a sniper, not just like some, shotgun where bullets go everywhere and you hit what you hit, but be a sniper so you know exactly what to hit. So you may approve the things that are excellent, and so that you may do those things in excellent, not just good. In order to be sincere and blameless on the day of Christ, that's another part. And have been filled with the fruit of righteousness and not self-righteousness, not building up the self-righteousness. Comes through Jesus Christ, the glory and praise of God. Prayer week number 32.